This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Depression, listen to the Doug Steffen Good Day program for the services of Roberta Fasanelli, Dr. Joy Brown, Ken Kessler. I don't know what he's doing with our social media, whether it's exploded or not, since these two characters have been on with us. And then Richie's at the controls in our studio in Washington.
Yes, attempting to control.
Yeah, well, it's all about, see, the male thing, what Joy would tell you is the male thing is all about control. Women are easygoing.
No. They're women who are control freaks.
Really?
Sure.
Huh. Not any among us, though.
Oh, Roberta.
Yeah. Huh.
Control freak? I'm the last thing for a control freak.
No, actually, I don't think Roberta is. I think Joy's a little controlling.
Joy. She's not bad.
Yeah. No. Yeah, and see, I'm too curious to be controlling. Controlling means you know exactly what's going to happen, and you control the outcome. And I'm just too curious. I thought I was
trying to control the outcome.
Nah.
Well, but I don't care. You know, I'm much more interested to see what somebody else will come up with.
I'm insatiably
curious.
Trying to control anything is pointless. You might try to guide something, but
controlling your own behavior is a good idea. But
hey,
Bert,
that little stick over there is your microphone. Get a little closer to it.
Like
you
a
try
lollipop.
To control me, Rich.
If you don't like the rules of the game and you're tired of trying to change the rules or trying to change the people who make the rules, maybe it's time for you to change the game you're playing. I saw that as a philosophy of the day on one of the sites that I read. I thought that was pretty interesting. The rules,
Mine, mine's just simpler, which is the only behavior you'll ever be able to control is your own.
Your own.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah, so.
And yet a lot of people can't even do that, Joy.
Well, but that's the best shot you've got. And I think understanding your own motives, the reason that people are not capable of controlling their own behavior is quite often because they're unwilling to look at their emotions. Because people have the idea that that emotions are bad. Emotions are neither bad nor good. They just are. They don't ask for permission. Absolutely. The question is not what are your emotions, because that's an unreasoning response. The question is your behavior.
Right,
and there's always a loop.
All right, so I'm going to be really open here and exposed and vulnerable.
Okay.
When I was a young man, when I was a boy, in fact, I used to have strong emotional feelings and expressions about most things that I think, when I look back on it, I think they caused fear in me. I remember one dramatic trip to downtown Framingham. My mother wanted to go to the Woolworth store, and outside the Woolworth store was somebody we deemed a beggar. He had no legs, he was blind, and he had a tin cup. I remember it like it was yesterday. And I cried when I saw this guy. And my mother put a quarter in his tin, and I asked my mother who he was and why he was there. And she tried in her own awkward way, excuse me, to explain that he was a troubled man who had a sad life. So I remember going home that night and having a conversation with my father about the same thing, because it troubled me for the rest of the day. My father didn't know what to say, except something that he repeated through the course of my life, from that point when I was probably maybe 4 or 5 to the point when I was in my 40s, when he used to say to me, because I emoted, I was in touch with my emotions. At least people have given me quote unquote credit for that as an adult. So I'm convinced of this, Joy, and I think it would be interesting to dig into Roberta a little bit too, or all of us, frankly, as far as that's concerned. I don't mean to make this a head game, but I'm thinking about all the things that we're talking about with regard to people who have strident questions in their reality. Kim Davis is the one we're talking about now, but the world's full of people, you know, who haven't been able to seemingly be normal. I have always prided myself by not thinking I was normal, but yet it sort of worked against me in the circumstances that I just described.
Okay, let's back up a little bit.
Yeah.
All right, a couple things. First of all, I think your mother's response was somewhat, it was a different time. I think if a four-year-old asked his mom what happened here, I think an appropriate mom would say, I don't know, let's go talk to this guy and let's find out a little bit about him.
Hmm.
Because otherwise it becomes
in the 1950s,
we and them.
Though, that
That's
happened?
What I'm saying. It was a different time. Wouldn't have happened.
Yeah.
It might have happened.
But now, that's kind of a scary thing to do. You don't know if the guy has, you know,
well, he's sitting there with a tin cup. But so what? I mean, if you're trying to find out what's going on, or maybe, again, it's just me and my insatiable curiosity.
Are you afraid a blind guy with no legs is going to jump up and attack you?
We should talk about that, Roberta. All right, so number one, the question is, rather than demonizing somebody and saying he was unfortunate or he was a bad person or God doesn't love him, and I've heard people say all of those things.
God doesn't love him?
Yeah, you go and ask. Well, because we really live in a Calvinist society that says that good people are rewarded and bad people are punished. You don't have to go very far. All you have to do is listen to a whole bunch of the candidates to hear that. All right, so that's number one of what's really going on here. That's called reality testing. The second is, I actually have a nephew at one point that was at a family dinner and started crying, and my sister, his mom, said, Cowboys don't cry, and I said, be an astronaut. You know, you don't have to follow those rules. But there is a link, and my point is that, Doug, if you understand what your emotions are, that, mm-hmm. gee, if I'm not a good person, this could happen to me. I could lose my legs. I could be blind. And you know, that's because the first question is, where did those tears come from? Were you feeling sorry for him? And you already alluded to the fact you weren't feeling sorry for him. You were feeling fearful. Fearful has to do with, could this happen to me?
Mm.
So once you acknowledge that, then you have the choice about expressing it or not expressing it. Until you do, your emotions will sandbag you. And that's my point, is that we need to deal with the reality of what we're feeling,
yep.
even though it may be unpalatable, because until then we have no way of dealing with our behavior at all. And the bottom line is, no one should ever be judged for their feelings, because you have no control over them.
Why did
you
I
will
go down
and should
this
be
street?
Judged
I'm trying to remember
your
what
behavior.
I was what I was thinking when I started this. There was something that was going on.
Control.
I mean, well, it was about
control.
About
the difference between
right.
men and
power and control.
Control.
Yes, thank you. And how it is that so many people who need to be in charge are lacking something. And so in this circumstance, I think that we aren't, we're really, as a, we're not allowed as a society to
well,
be
men
in touch
are not.
With how we feel.
Men are not.
Men,
I
for
think
sure.
To a certain extent, we allow women a huge, we don't allow women to be strong, but we don't allow men to be emotional. And we'll all be happier if women can be strong and men can be emotional. And we'll meet somewhere in the middle, that we're human beings.
See, I'm just the opposite there too. I love strong women, and that's one of the things that, and I don't feel like I need somebody to take care of me. I just like that presence, because the security that goes with it. I think strength of mind, body, strength of emotions, strength of spirit, one spirit is very exciting on both sides. I think more people need to have it. People don't want to be in touch for whatever the reason, and maybe it's that society is beating it out of them. You know,
well,
we have
again,
to go along with everybody. And,
well, it's
you know.
Not that. I think it's that people feel that people feel guilty about their emotions. I'm trying to convince you, but emotions just happen. They're neither good nor bad. They just are. Mm-hmm. The behavior is what you're going to be judged by and should be held judged by. That you can feel angry with somebody, but you don't slap them.
Right.
You can feel sad, and depending on the situation, I mean, sadness, sometimes crying is a perfectly appropriate thing to do, but if somebody else is feeling sad and they're asking you for some help, you crying is probably not the world's
best. See, I've never seen Richie cry.
But part of it is context. Mm-hmm. For example, you know, I've worked in male industries my entire life, and I'm an emotional human being. I have no problem about tears. I don't think there's anything wrong with them. I have never cried at work, nor will I ever.
Yeah.
It's just and I have scars in my hand from digging my nails in so I wouldn't cry. I just felt I was
working
in a man's world.
Yeah, when you were listening to a patient or just thinking
well, that part's right. easy. I'm talking about broadcasting. I worked as an engineer. I worked on the space program.
So in
male context, and quite often I was the only woman, and I just made it a complete rule. I would never cry at work because men are so dismissive of women doing things like that.
Oh,
you're doing it to manipulate us, or you're really weak.
Right.
So I have never cried at work.
I remember I had a job where I would go into the bathroom for exactly 3 minutes at the top of the hour, like from 9 to 9.03, and cry my eyes out and go back and start to
remember broadcast news.
That's exactly what I did.
Yeah.
Exactly. Mm. Exactly.
The only thing that makes me cry, Doug?
Yeah.
Putting your dog down.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. I can
see that. You don't cry when you put your dog down, there's something wrong with you.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, but you had your emotions strengthened when you had the cancer. And I think that there was a different sort of emotion. You were strong, and it was a reality based in some part at the beginning on fear. But then afterwards, you just decide, I'm going to kick this, you know.
You put your life in perspective, right?
Yeah.
Did you cry when you found out that you had cancer?
No. I'll answer that question. You didn't. I can't imagine. Yeah. Maybe I shouldn't have spoken so soon.
No.
Yeah, maybe not.
I was scared. Mm. That few days where you don't know what it is. It's scary. It's very scary. It's very scary. But then once you know what it is and you have a plan.
Your crying wouldn't have been you being sorry for yourself, other than what you might be thinking about. Okay, I'm going to leave my wife. I'm going to be alone. I'm going to leave my children alone.
Think about more about your family than you do about yourself, right?
Right.
Oh, absolutely. Right. Yeah, 100%.
All right. So here we are stimulating people with all kinds of things that we all ought to be thinking about more, frankly. 19 after the hour, and good day.
Are you ready to be your own boss but don't know where to begin? A franchise allows you to be in business for yourself but not by yourself. Find a franchise opportunity that's perfect for you on FranchiseExpo.com. Browse options, review investment requirements, and search by industry, brand, or location. You're guaranteed to find at least one franchise for sale that you'd love to own. Visit FranchiseExpo.com and make your dream of owning your own business a reality.
Being there matters, and in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
Do you want to learn how to steal customer credit card information from major retailers so you can buy anything you want?
Well, we can't help you with that. But among the many IT problems we solve, Barracuda's award-winning firewalls prevent hackers from taking your valuable data to the bank. Reclaim your network like 150,000 other businesses have. To learn more about protecting customer data and your reputation, visit Barracuda.com/firewalls.
Hey everyone, Proactive has a special offer for our listeners. Stay tuned for a 100% risk-free offer that includes a free giveaway and free shipping. Do you have acne or even the occasional breakout? With prescription-grade Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent future breakouts. Want to try Proactive? They're letting everyone try Proactive 100% risk-free. Plus, they're giving away a free deep cleansing face brush and free shipping when you call right now. 1-800-644-2599. You heard right. A risk-free try of Proactive, a free deep cleansing brush and free shipping. Take it from me, Proactive really works. So here's the deal again for our listeners. For $19.95, you'll get prescription grade Proactive plus a rotating deep cleansing brush valued at $45. Totally free and free shipping. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 800-644-2599. That's 1-800-644-2599. One more time, ready? 800-644-2599.
23 after. Wait a minute, it's not 20 yet. 21 after. Come on. Get it right, Richie.
21.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-481-3147. Again, that's 800-481-3147. 800-481-3147.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Every day, I might get a little tired on the weekend. After I draw my pay,
I talk about drinking on the weekend, and here we got Merle Haggard.
There you go,
Monday morning, bringing us back to the weekend, and then wondering about Monday morning. Merle Haggard in the news, known for helping grow the outlaw country movement back in the 1970s. I don't think he's outgrown his outlaw image at all.
No.
He speaks his mind, doesn't care who hears him or who likes him. So he's given an interview, and he was asked a lot about a bunch of different things. One that struck him was his opinion of the newer country musicians. He had a nice... Well, he was talking about a new singer named Sturgill Simpson, currently opening for Merle on his tour. He says, as far as I'm concerned, he's the only one out there. He comes out, does a great show, that's it. As far as other country musicians are concerned, the rest of them sound like a bunch of blank to me. I can't tell what they're doing. They're singing about screwing up on a pickup, tailgate, things of that nature. I paraphrase that somewhat. I don't find about anything there that helps my life. My music is about helping people's lives. It's hot right now, but he says he thinks it will cool off. So how long has he been around? He's been around about 40 years, hasn't he?
Oh, yeah. Right. At least.
Yep. Back to the Country Music Hall of Fame, Songwriters Hall of Fame, has received the Kennedy Center honors. Career spanning decades. He doesn't plan on slowing down. He says, I feel right now I'm great. I don't have much sign of aging. I've had cancer, so I'm not scared. I ain't scared of nothing. Looks like somebody wants me to be alive, so I'm going to do my best to act like I'm alive. I enjoy playing and singing and traveling. It's a little rougher every year, but maybe they ought to be out there and fix some of the roads. So, you agree with Merle Haggard, new country is not as good as old country. I agree with him 100%. I think the new country music is crap.
You guys sound like just cotchety old man.
No, I like
not
me.
As good as I am.
Because let me tell you something, country's never been as popular as it is today.
Very probably because there's great promotion in it. People are smart that are running the country music cavalcades, and so they're doing a good job with it. I don't happen to think it's anywhere near as... when I find a station that plays what they call classic country, I listen to it. I like it. Don't like the new stuff. Don't identify with it at all.
But that's just it.
Of identifying with it, yes?
Yes. Just because you don't identify with it doesn't mean it isn't good.
It's not good for me. Everybody discusses this on their own personal taste. I'm just telling you, as far as I'm concerned, it isn't working for me. The old country works for me, new country doesn't. So, therefore, Richie, I think we'll move along.
There you go.
The video of the day today at DougStephan.com, from General Motors. This is very cool. You're going to watch this. This is a time-lapse video showing a restoration done to one of the Corvette convertibles that was sucked into a sinkhole a year or so ago. The car was significant to GM because it was the 1 millionth Chevy Corvette that was built.
This was a sinkhole at the Corvette Museum, just any Corvette.
At the museum,
at
right.
the Corvette Museum, with right. all of these extremely rare Corvettes for one right. reason or another.
Yep, that's what it is. All right, so check that out, video of the day. Video of the day from yesterday, it came from Bloomberg News. They present a story on the National Audio Company, the last audio cassette factory, and the owner says he's glad that they held on because business is booming. Listen to this.
I think you could characterize our operating model as stubbornness and stupidity.
That's all you need right
That's
there.
Right.
Too stubborn
That's
to
it.
Quit.
Too stubborn to quit knows what his market
now,
is.
We're making more audio cassettes than we've ever made.
Good for you, sir. Check out, you're always teasing me about my old audio.
No, this is great. It's about a 4-minute story and you got to hear it. It's
Check
great.
It out. Video of the day at DougStephan.com.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
For over 75 years, Geico's been about consistency, as in we've consistently helped people save money on their car insurance. And to prove it, we'll air one of our first radio commercials from over 75 years ago.
At Geico, we're all about consistency, as in we consistently help people save money on their car insurance. To prove it, you can call Geico. Call us today, call us tomorrow, call us 75 years from now.
That was way more consistent than I expected.
Geico, saving people money for over 75 years.
Hello, this is Kerry Hall, America's healthcare advocate, with your health tip of the week. Gum disease. Gum disease is an infection of the tissues that surround and support your teeth. It is a major cause of tooth loss in adults. Because gum disease is usually painless, you may not even know you have it. Also referred to as periodontal disease, gum disease is caused by plaque. You know, that sticky film of bacteria that's constantly forming on your teeth. Here are some warning signs you need to know that can signal you may have a problem. Gums that bleed easily, red or swollen tender gums, gums that have pulled away from the teeth, persistent bad breath or bad taste, permanent teeth that are loose or separating, any change in the way your teeth fit together when you bite, or any change in the fit of partials or dentures. These are all signals that you may have a problem and it may be gum disease. So if you've got any of these issues or you think you have them, go see your dentist now if you suspect you have gum disease, because the sooner you treat it, the better. That's the way you solve gum disease.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Many experts are predicting that food prices will surge this year due to the severe drought in California. 30dayfoodsupply.com has pre-purchased a large supply of ingredients, so we can continue to sell our 30-day food supply for only $99, and there's no limit to the number of boxes you can purchase. Our vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar bags. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producer producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184. And remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184. 800-700-2184 for 30dayfoodsupply.com.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
On the air on Good Day. Hello, 33 after the hour. You're listening to the Doug Steffen way of examining issues of the day. Some of them serious, some of them not so serious. Rich McFadden is here at the controls in our studio in Washington. Kenny Kessler is here. The alleged appearance of Roberta Fasanelli may or may not take place because she's in a brand new technical world. We'll see if we can pull a few plugs here or there because she always has something good to be said. And so we wait for that. Well, we're not going to wait for it because there are other things that we can say about what's going on. Let's talk about Harvard professor Larry Lessig.
What'd he do?
He is running for president.
Oh, good luck.
He exceeded his $1 million crowdfunding goal. So he said, I am going. Matter of fact, he was on this week on ABC. He said he's running for president. I think I'm running to get people to acknowledge the elephant in the room, he said to Stephan Poupoulos. We have to recognize our country. We have a government that doesn't work. We have partisan platforms that are stalemated. He's right. Everything he said, I didn't see him, but I read a review of what he said. I agree with him pretty much 100%. He says, if elected, listen to this, Richie.
Yeah. Can't
he
wait.
Will be the first referendum president.
Oh.
Promising to serve only as long as it takes to pass his Citizen Equality Tax Act.
What is that?
The bill
that
aims
scary.
At reforming campaign financing,
okay,
voting rights,
all right,
and congressional representation. Once that bill is passed, he says, I will step down, handing over the reins to whoever my vice president is. Hopefully it'll be Carly Fiorina, because I want this guy to be president.
I don't.
Well, that's too bad.
He's a one-ticket, one
That's
item.
What we need. One ticket fixes a wealth of problems.
Oh, he can only deal with one item. No. What about the other 3,000 things thrown at the president?
We'll call up David Palmer to fix that. Okay. So, members of Congress returning. So, the first thing on the plate is that the government will shut down at the end of the month unless they do something. September 30th deadline to fund the federal government. Remember, our calendar year for the feds is October to October 1st to September 31st. Nobody's ever been able to explain that to me, by the way. Has anybody ever? You know why we have our calendar? The government calendar year goes from October 1st to September 31st to 30th? Oy. Okay.
I don't know.
On the agenda, beside government shutting down, is the Iran nuclear deal and the Planned Parenthood issue. Huh? What? Why? You're going to defund Planned Parenthood? First of all, they all should be defunded. Any 501c3 should not get one red penny from the taxpayer. You need help? Then
go earn it.
You go
start a Kickstarter campaign.
Do whatever. Go fund me, Kickstarter, whatever, but get out of the government.
Right.
And this is what Larry Lessig wants to fix, Richie. That's why he's running, to fix these kind of problems. The story about, how many times have you heard the Planned Parenthood story? Oh, yeah, yeah. So there's that, but there shouldn't be, never mind what they did or what they don't do. Planned Parenthood does a lot of good things. Abortion's not one of them, but they do other things in their clinic. But does that mean they ought to be subsidized by the federal government? Not at all. No, 501, the only thing that should be run by the government is the government. Nobody should get money from the government, no assistance, none of that stuff. And that's what this guy, Richie, Larry Lessig, wants you to know. Let's see if this comes up in the political debates. Next one is scheduled for next week, I believe. Isn't it on the cable not network?
Next Wednesday.
Wednesday. Okay, our poll today at DougStephan.com asks what issue as the next political debate gets into the focus. A, the economy. B, ISIS and or Iran. C, immigration. D, the tax system. E, whatever else may be out there. I said the economy when I took the poll. Kenny, what'd you say?
Tax system.
Tax system. Okay. Well, that's sort of in league with the...
Yeah, I'm with Ken.
Yeah.
Tax.
Well, I'm with him too, but I sort of put that in with the economy. Okay. So we've taken care of how I believe the political system gets fixed, and so we'll move on. Actually, I want to fix your body. I want to fix your health. I don't want to do it. I want you to wake up, get smart, be healthy. And the way professional and Olympic athletes are doing that is to get on the Neo 40 program, which is related to the nitric oxide program, which is related to Super Beats. Super Beats. I feel like I want some kind of trumpet fanfare. I should actually send you, Richie, the fanfare that I have for Meredith's ringtone. It's really quite, it's regal. And I believe that that's the way we should introduce our discussions for Super Beats.
Okay, here. How about,
Nah.
No? Well, okay. How about,
I can't even get it replicated. You'll have to call me. Anyway. So let's get to the bottom line of this. A great product, great benefits. It's drinking a delicious glass of cherry juice, because now Super Beats taste like cherries, black cherries. You get that, you get full of power. You are opening up your veins and arteries so the blood can get everywhere. The little microscopic, those mini microscopic veins that get into your brain, your muscles, all of your organs, and you're going to get the blood pushed into those. That's what Super Beats does. And the Neo 40 product is basically Super Beats in a capsule, but because it melts in your mouth and gets into your system right away, streamlines into your system within a minute or two, you feel the difference. It opens up your arteries and veins, gets the blood rushing around to your brain, wakes you up. If you're in the gym, it'll give you more muscle power, which is what you want.
It's really a fantastic, fantastic find. And I'm happy to be one of the preferred places that they've placed their information. So you can go and take advantage of it by dialing 800-655-4183. Or you can go to DougLikesBeats.com. You'll get a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry flavor when you order 2 months supply of Neo 40. Neo 40 we're all taking. We're all using Super Beats. So why? Don't get left in the dust. Come on. Do your thing. Call 800-655-4183. Doing your thing means to beat the odds. Be healthier than most. Don't suffer from high blood pressure. Keep the blood pressure where it needs to be with Neo 40 and Super Beats. 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeats.com.
Doug Steffen here. You've heard me talk about how amazing GenuCell is, developed around plant stem cell therapy, getting rid of the bags, the puffiness, the lines around your eyes. I use it and I love it. The people who work with me on the program use it and love it. And now, here's an extraordinary way for you to further enhance the beauty of your eyes. It's the Platinum Dark Circle Treatment, a powerful, all-natural treatment that precisely targets the dark circles under and around your eyes. No more makeup. So you have GenuCell working on the bags, the puffiness, the lines around your eyes. The new product from Chamonix, the Platinum Dark Circle Treatment, which you get free when you order GenuCell at 800-543-9262. That's 800-543-9262. You'll get the 12-hour guarantee of the change, get rid of the dark circles and all the other things, the bags, the puffiness, plus a free luxury gift with your GenuCell order. 800-543-9262. That's 800-543-9262.
Paying off credit cards can get expensive, and it can be an endless hassle to get a loan at a bank, which is why there is now another way to get the money you need at a competitive fixed interest rate with hassles, fees, and risks. It's called Avant. Your loan through Avant can be approved in minutes, and money can be in your account in as little as one business day. And unlike peer lending sites, there are no costly origination fees for unsecured loans or waiting up to a week for the funds. So if you need a small or substantial loan, go to Avant.com to check your interest rate. We think you're going to like what you see. Right now, Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first installment is made on time. To check your rates with no effect on your FICO score and get this special offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 2727 at checkout. That's www.avant.com, promo code 2727. Loans are made by Web Bank and affiliates of Avant Inc. Funds are deposited for delivery next business day if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. Avant California loans are made under Finance Lenders License 603K124. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
Walmart can help you stay one step ahead of flu season. Because at Walmart, you can get your flu shot anytime from one of our certified pharmacists. No appointment necessary. And while you're in the store, pick up Lysol disinfecting wipes and Lysol disinfectant spray that actually kill cold and flu viruses and antibiotic-resistant bacteria. These are steps you can take right now at Walmart to help prevent the flu from getting to you.
Some immunizations may not be available in all locations due to state law restrictions on pharmacist-administered immunizations. Age restrictions may apply. Use all products as directed.
There may have never been a roaring 20s if not for John and Horace Dodge. And that roar has only gotten louder over time, thanks to the Dodge Challenger and Charger RT Scat Pack Editions. 6.4-liter Hemi V8, 485 horsepower, and 475 pound-feet of torque. That's some thunder. And if you listen closely, you can almost hear the Dodge brothers. It sounds like they're still having a pretty good time. Dodge, their spirit lives on. Dodge and Hemi are registered trademarks of FCA US LLC.
At TIAA Crep, our record sounds like a broken record. We got impressive results in 2013. And 2014? Same thing. We're like, hey, weren't we just here? Then 2015, boom, more impressive results. That's the kind of record you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Intelligent investing, powerful results. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Crep Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. Investing involves risk.
15 before the hour, 45 past the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Roberta Fasanelli and Richard Fadden and Kenny Kessler. Roberta.
Happy to be here.
You are, really?
Yes, I am. I'm thrilled to be
here. Tell the truth.
I know. I miss you guys. You guys are family. I love all of you. You know, I think I spend more time with you guys over the last 20 years than I have with my own family.
Right. We were talking about that earlier. In fact, we all, I think yesterday we said this, didn't we? Jennifer admits, mm-hmm. and so does Kenny and Richie and I certainly have said this for years. I spend more time with you people than anything.
Yeah.
When Charlotte was alive, I spent all my time with her. But with her absence, I find, other than, I suppose, if you take apart or put aside your sleeping habits of the person that you love and sleep with, where you would spend more time with them, I mean, as far as being awake is concerned, we spend more time with each other than with anybody else in our lives.
And awake and engaged. That's the real key.
Engaged.
You know, we're engaged with each other, you know, most of the time. Except we zone off when Doug goes off on his rants. We go,
all right. Excuse me. Already she's becoming a pain. She's got here. All right. So here's the story of this comedian who criticized overweight people that has sparked a lot of conversation about censorship on social media. Maybe Kenny and Richie can put this together. This is the actress is Nicole Arbour, a British lady, right?
No. She's a U.S. comedian.
Right.
And she
video called Dear Fat People.
She posts rants on Facebook and YouTube, and she's extremely popular, has 500,000 followers on her YouTube channel. But yesterday she uploaded a video called Dear Fat People, where basically she under the guise of I want you to live longer, I'm doing this for you, just goes full guns a-blazing at them. Stop eating the wrong food. It's your fault you're fat. The video is funny,
mm-hmm.
and it's very hard hitting.
Why is it that she says that isn't true?
Well, that's what you'll have to decide when you see it, if you can see it. Because not only the big story here is that the video has been watched 21 million times and is getting reaction from all sides of the spectrum, both loving and hating her take, but for some reason, the YouTube video was taken off yesterday. Her channel was suspended.
Why?
And YouTube thinks, or people think that YouTube suspended it because of what she was saying was incriminating other people.
Incriminating?
Some
what does
people,
that mean?
Well, they
mean discriminating.
Hurtful, discriminating.
Hurtful.
Hateful.
Yeah. Okay.
Some people think that she pulled the video herself to try and get more attention.
Really?
But I can't play the video here.
Because?
Language.
Really?
It is hardcore.
Hardcore what? You've so and so?
It's a stand-up comedy routine, basically. You think if you're going to a comedy club, mm-hmm. and you're going to see a comedian up there. But she talks about having to sit next to fat people on the airplane. Why am I being moved? Why am I losing my seat? Mm-hmm. She talks about making the right choices. Why don't you just eat this instead of that? But you have to hear it.
All right. So how is this different than our... We had earlier, we have a My Three Songs contest, and the contest today focused on songs that sort of extol the value and virtue of women who have big butts. And it was nicely done, I suppose. Maybe it was, I don't know if it was nicely done or not. The idea of doing it came from Jennifer Horn, who is one of our strongest presenters and contributors. And all the guys said, oh, yeah, this is a lot of fun. But I heard from some women who didn't think it was so much fun.
So
is it just it's a taste thing as much as anything else? I think the message, there are two things here to be discussed. One of them is the message. People are eating the wrong foods. They are killing themselves. And it's costing those of us who do not do bad things to our body more money because we pay in the collective sense. So mm-hmm. it's pretty selfish. But most people don't they don't look at it that way. They look at what tastes good, what's cheap.
And she does say in the video, she says, listen, some of you have some health issues that are causing your weight gain, and I totally
right.
get that.
Yeah.
There but are, for the rest of you, just stop eating.
Yeah.
Is what she yeah.
Stop, no. Don't stop eating. Stop eating the wrong things, and yes, too much of anything. You have to, what is it? Your stomach will tell you 20 minutes after you've had too much to eat that it's full.
Are we trying to make fat okay so that everybody can be comfortable with it? And is fat shaming out of bounds?
51 after on Good Day.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacro wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacro wedgie.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Some of us will never ever find true love.
I take, for instance, me. And I'm pretty sure that guy right there and that lady with the sideburns and basically everybody at table nine.
Well, what happened to the song?
Make you smile whenever you're sad. Carry you around when your arthritis is bad. All I want to do is cold with you.
Please get out of my Van Halen t-shirt before you jinx the band and they break up.
Medicine when your tummy aches. Built you a fire if the furnace breaks. So it could be so nice growing old with you.
We're living in a material world and I am a material girl or boy.
I miss you, kiss you, give you my code when you are cold. Let me do the dishes in our kitchen sink. Put you to bed when you've had too much to drink. Oh, I could be the man who grows old with you.
Very cool. All right, right. So Adam Sandler's 49. So we focus on him, his music, and his movies. Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here at 55 past the hour on Good Day. Also joining us is Dr. Joy Brown, along with Roberta and Kenny and Richie and I. She's pretty much in the same league as you are, Chucker, when it comes to seeing every movie, thinking about all these stars, knowing what the plot line is, because she goes every night to a different movie, it seems, or if she goes to a different Broadway show, or in some way, shape, or form is into the action in New York. So I want to hear your opinion.
She's much more qualified than me. What am I doing here?
No, I'm not sure about that. I want to know what you think about Adam Sandler and what Joy thinks about Adam Sandler.
Well, I'll give you my opinion first. He's 49. He certainly bucked the trend for a lot of comic actors on the big screen. I mean, if you look at the career of Jim Carrey, there's been almost no interest in Jim Carrey once he hit the age of 40. He's had very little success at the box office. Sandler, despite what critics say, they pound him, they don't like him. He still has people other than Pixels showing up to see his movies, and they're profitable enough for him to continue. He just signed a deal about a few months ago with Netflix, I think, to do a three-picture deal. That's going to be the next phase in his career. If you look at all the actors from SNL that came out, he's one of the most successful. He's made a ton of money. A movie like Mr. Deeds, I could laugh all day long. Most people, especially, you know, hard critics, think it's silly, but I'm a fan.
Well, I think the last thing he did that was even fun was Wedding Singer. I mean, I think he was wonderful in that. But and clearly there is kind of a sort of
you didn't like 50 First Dates?
No.
I thought those were cute movies.
Well, first of all, I think he's become kind of the Three Stooges of modern life, in that there's this huge dimorphism between men and women about whether or not they like Adam Sandler. Because I think Adam Sandler, with all due respect, reminds you guys of being kind of
Crash
Boys.
Yeah.
And he's a man child.
Yeah. And for, I know this comes as a great shock to you guys, but women do not necessarily appreciate idiot boys. You know, we sort of look.
Don't tell my wife that.
Idiot men, at least.
I'd be in trouble.
You know, so I think there is, and Hollywood obviously has a whole bunch of men children in it, but in terms of box office success, his last couple of movies, I think, have tanked, haven't they? I mean, they do okay on DVD, and they do okay internationally.
You are, well, they didn't perform like his other films. They probably
worldwide tanking.
At a break-even point.
Well, that, but honey, that's tanking.
Yeah.
And world, when you talk worldwide, I mean.
Well, if he was a stock, he would be on a downtrend. I'll give you that.
I gotta tell you,
you would have sold.
You've just sent me into a severe depression here.
Okay. Well, then
my whole being has just been attacked.
Yeah, it has.
It's a taste, an acquired taste. I used to not like him at all. I do. Richie keeps saying to me, you always say the same thing whenever he's on. Yeah, I'm consistent anyway in that I didn't like him, and now I do. And I think,
what do you like about him now?
I like
chick flicks. Before?
The way he sort of handles things when he did those two or three movies with Drew Barrymore.
Wedding Singer was great.
Yeah, but there was another one
with
the First Dates and the.
Yeah. I think the barometer is Mr. Deeds. If you like Mr. Deeds, you like Adam Sandler. If you don't like that movie, you don't.
Yeah.
I find that movie hysterically funny.
Well, so there
I
you go.
I find it tedious. I'm a joy.
Yeah. All right, so men like Adam Sandler, women don't. That's what I take away from this conversation.
Yeah,
Is Joy going to be on my segment all week or what?
Maybe, if it helps you feel better about what you're doing, Chuck, or not, maybe. 59 past the hour.
I'll deal with it.
Food for thought on Good Day.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 Sol Palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.